The following program is a WETL studio presentation.
The WETL radio players present the famous Christmas classic, A Christmas Carol.
Christmas, Uncle! God save you!
Ah! Humbug!
Christmas a humbug, Uncle Scrooge? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
I do. Merry Christmas! What right have you to be merry? What reason? You're poor enough.
Come then, what right have you to be dismal? What reason to be morose? You're rich enough.
Bah! Humbug! What's Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older, but not an hour richer.
Though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that Christmas has done me good, and will do me good. And I say, God bless it.
Very well put, Mr. Fred.
And you, Bob Cratchit, my fine young clerk. One more sound out of you, and you'll kick Christmas by losing your situation.
Beg your pardon, Mr. Scrooge.
My will, Fred, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips would be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Uncle!
Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it? But you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then. Good afternoon.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
Good afternoon.
I am sorry with all my heart to find you so resolute, Uncle. Merry Christmas.
Good afternoon.
And to you too, Cratchit.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And a happy new year.
Christmas indeed. Humbug. Well, Cratchit, see who's at the door.
Oh, very, very well, sir.
And who are you?
Beg pardon, Mr. Scrooge. There's a gentleman here collecting funds.
At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it is more than usually desirable that we should make some slight provision for the poor and the destitute, who suffer greatly at the present time.
Are there no prisons?
Oh, plenty of prisons.
And union workhouses? Are they still in operation?
They are. Still, I wish I could say they were not.
Oh, I was afraid that, from what you said at first, that something had occurred to stop them in their useful course. Let those who are badly off go to those institutions I have just mentioned.
Many can't go there, and many would rather die.
Let them do it, then, and decrease the surplus population.
Oh, I'm sure you don't mean that, Mr. Scrooge. What shall I put you down for?
Nothing.
You wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone. Good day.
I see. Good afternoon, Mr. Scrooge.
Christmas, Christmas! A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. And you, Cratchit?
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
I suppose you went all day tomorrow.
It's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient, and it's not fair. If I were to dock you half a crown for it, you'd think yourself ill-used. And yet you don't think me ill-used for paying a day's wages for no work.
It's only once a year, sir.
Ah! But I suppose you must have the whole day off. You see that you're here earlier next morning. Good night, Cratchit.
I will, Mr. Scrooge. Good night, Mr. Scrooge. And, Mr. Scrooge?
Huh?
Merry Christmas, sir.
Humbug! That's what it is. Humbug! Can't sleep. Oh, so tired. Must get some rest. Hmm? 12 midnight already? What's wrong with me? I can't sleep. Something must have upset me. Ah, yes. The door knocker downstairs. Strange, that knocker. It looked like Molly's face. My old business partner, Jacob Molly. But that's impossible. What are you thinking of, Ebenezer Scrooge? It was the knocker, nothing else. Now, get to sleep. Huh? What sound is that? Someone's on the stair. Someone dragging a chain. Humbug. There's no one there. There's the noise again. Chains. It's humbug still. I won't believe it. And he can't get in here. I locked the door before getting into bed. He can't get in here. But wait. He's coming through the door. It's Molly. That's who it is. Molly. I know him. It's Molly's ghost. What do you want with me?
Much.
Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
Who were you then? You're a mite particular.
In life, I was your partner. Jacob Marley.
Dreadful apparition. Why do you trouble me?
It is required that every man, that the spirit within him should walk abroad amongst his fellow men and travel far and wide. And if that spirit go not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death.
You are fettered with chains, Marley. Tell me why.
I wear the chains I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard. I grinded it of my own free will. And of my own free will I wore it. You know the weight and the length of your own chain?
Jacob, oh, Jacob Molly, speak comfort to me, Jacob.
I have none to give, Ebenezer. Hear me! My time is nearly gone.
I will, but don't be hard on me, Jacob, pray.
I am here tonight to warn you that you have yet a chance and a hope to escape my fate. You will be haunted by three spirits.
Is that the chance and hope you mentioned, Jacob?
It is.
I think I'd rather not.
Without their visits, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Expect the first tomorrow when the bell tolls one.
Couldn't I take them all at once?
Expect the second the next night at the same hour. The third will come the next night when the last stroke of 12 has ceased to vibrate. Goodbye, Ebenezer Scrooge. Look for me no more. Goodbye.
Cold. Humbug. I don't believe it. Ghosts. Ha! Humbug! One. Oh, dear. It's time for him to come, the first spirit. Nonsense, Ebenezer. There's no one coming. It's all humbug. Who are you? Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold to me?
I am.
What are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past. Rise and walk with me. Come.
Out the window? But I'm a mortal. I'm liable to fall.
Bear but a touch of my hand upon your heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this.
Good heavens, I know this place. I went to school here when I was a boy.
The school is not quite deserted. A solitary child, neglected by his friends, is left there still.
Poor boy. Why, it's me. And who is the little girl running into the schoolroom?
Do you not recognize her?
Why, it's my little sister, Fan.
Ebenezer, dear brother.
Poor Fan. How I miss her now that she's dead.
I have come to bring you home, dear brother. Home, home. Father is so much kinder than he used to be, that home's like heaven. We're to be together all the Christmas long, and we'll be happy.
Pretty little Fan. Fred's mother, and I turned Fred from my door.
Come, Ebenezer Scrooge. Another vision spreads before us.
Why, where is this?
Another Christmas from your past, Ebenezer Scrooge.
It's the Fezziwigs. Dear old Fezziwig. The best hearted man there ever was. I worked for him when I was a lad. Old Fezziwig.
Oh, there, Ebenezer. It's Christmas Eve. No more work for the day. It's holiday time. Put up the shutters, my boy, and clear the floor. It's time for the Christmas dance. Come, come, Ebenezer. Hurry. It's Christmas.
Bless his heart. Old Fezziwig.
Come, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, let me stay a while longer.
No, another vision appears. You are older still. A young man, engaged to be married, I think.
Yes, and that young lady there, that was Belle, my intended. Lovely Belle.
Listen and remember.
It matters little, Ebenezer. To you, very little. Another idol has displaced me in your heart. And if it can cheer and comfort you in time to come, as I would have tried to do, I have no just cause to grieve. Our engagement is an old one, made when we were both poor. You are changed, Ebenezer. Gold and gain are all that matter to you now. I have no dowry, no fortune. And so I release you from your promise to marry me, with a full heart for the love of him you once were. May you be happy in the life you have chosen.
No more, spirit. Show me no more. Take me home. No more.
So be it, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Why, I'm in my room. I'm home. And alone. Did I dream at all? No, I couldn't have. Belle, Fan, Fezziwig. Such a lot of memories. But I must sleep. I'm so tired. What? 1 o'clock? Could I have slept through the whole day? But what sound is that? Bells jingling. Laughter. Someone's in my sitting room. I'll see who...
Come in. And get to know me better, man.
Who are you, fellow?
I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me.
What's all this mess you've got in my room? Holly, mistletoe, ivy... Turkeys, geese, poultry.
And see here, a roaring fire in the chimney, sausages, mince pies, plum puddings, oranges, pears, bowls of punch, a Christmas feast.
All to teach me a lesson, no doubt. Well, if you have aught to teach me, let me profit by it. Spirit, conduct me where you will.
Touch my robe.
House is that? The one with the peeled paint there.
Go to the window and see. Watch the people who live there.
Listen to their words.
It's a poor woman, with several young'uns by her side. She's talking to them.
Listen.
What has got your precious father, then? And your brother, Tiny Tim? And Martha weren't as late last Christmas Day by half an hour.
Here comes Martha now, Mother.
Merry Christmas, Mother. Children?
Merry Christmas, Martha.
Wait till you see the goose, Martha. I'm sorry I'm late, but there was so much work to be done.
Well, never mind. So long as ye come. Sit ye down by the fire and have a warm, Lord bless ye.
No, no, there's Father coming.
Hide, Martha, hide. We'll pretend you aren't coming.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Mother? Children?
Merry Christmas, Father! Merry Christmas, Tiny Tim!
Merry Christmas! The goose smells so good!
And how is... Why, where's our Martha?
Not coming.
Not coming on Christmas Day?
Oh, we're only teasing, Father. Here I am. And a Merry Christmas to you. Come on, Tiny Tim, come with us!
Oh, yes! And how did little Tim behave?
As good as gold and better. Somehow he gets thoughtful. Poor little cripple, sitting by himself so much, and thinks the strangest things you ever heard. He told me that he hoped the people in church saw him because he was a cripple, and it might be pleasant for them to remember, upon Christmas Day, who made lame beggars walk and blind men see.
If only we could do something for him. But hush, here come the children back again. I saw the goose.
And we smelled the pudding.
It looks delicious.
And it will be delicious, too.
And now a toast.
A toast. Set the punch.
Mr. Scrooge, I'll give you Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
The founder of the feast, indeed. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon. And I hope he'd have a good appetite for it.
My dear, the children... Christmas Day.
It should be Christmas Day, I'm sure, on which one drinks ale of such an odious, stingy, hard, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge. You know he is, Robert. Nobody knows it better than you do, poor fellow.
My dear, Christmas Day.
Very well. I'll drink his health for your sake and the day's, but not for his. Long life to him. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He'll be very merry and very happy, I'm sure.
To Mr. Scrooge.
And now a Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Spirit, tell me if Tiny Tim will live. I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner, and a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die.
Oh, no, kind spirit. Say he will be spared.
Why worry about crippled Tiny Tim? If he be like to die, he had better do it and decrease the surplus population. Man, if you be man in heart, remember and repent your words.
Oh, I do. Oh, take me home, spirit. Show me no more. Take me home.
As you wish, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Take me home! Home! Why? I'm in my bed again. I'm in bed again! In my bed! Was it a dream? No, impossible. And yet, there's no holly, no mistletoe. But it wasn't a dream, I'm sure of it.
Dear, it's midnight. It's time for him to be coming, the ghost that I fear the most of all, the third. Oh, the ghost of Christmas future. The ghost of Christmas yet to come. It's he. There in the shadows. I see him. A phantom, draped and hooded, coming like the mist. I am in the presence of the ghost of Christmas yet to come. You nod. You're about to show me shadows of things that have not yet happened, but will happen to the time before us. Is that so, Spirit? Ghost of the future, I fear you more than any specter I have seen. But as I know your purpose is to be good, I am prepared to bear your company. So, lead on. Lead on. Do you two bring me to the home of my clerk, Bob Cratchit? You motion me toward the window. There's Mrs. Cratchit by the fire with her sewing. And the children, they're so quiet. Still as statues they are.
Are you crying, Mother?
No, dear, it's the light. It hurts my eyes. They're weak by candlelight, and I wouldn't show weak eyes to your father when he comes for the whole world. It must be near time for him to come.
Past time, I think, Mother.
He walks a little slower than he used to these past few evenings, Mother.
I've known him to walk with Tiny Tim upon his shoulder very fast indeed.
So have I, Mother.
And so have we all.
But he was very light to carry, and his father loved him so that it was no trouble. Now, there's your father at the door.
Come here, Father. Sit by the fire.
Thank you, Martha, my dear.
Your tea is ready, Father.
You went today, Robert.
Yes, my dear. I wish you could have gone. It would have done you good to see how green a place it is. But you'll see it often. I promised him that you would. My little child, my Tiny Tim.
Poor Tiny Tim. Oh, why did he have to die? You draw me with you, Spirit. This court through which we hurry now, I know this place. This is where my place of occupation is. I see my office. Let me look in. Why, it's not my office. The furniture has been changed. That man at my desk, who is it? Why, it's my nephew, Fred. What is the meaning of this? Will you answer my questions, Phantom? But no, you draw me on. A churchyard, overrun with weeds and grass. The growth of vegetation's death, not life. What miserable place is this, unkept, uncared for? What wretched souls find their ends beneath this neglected soil? You single out a grave, Spectre. Before I draw nearer to that stone to which you point, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of things that will be? Or are they the shadows of the things that may be? You answer not, but point to a headstone. The stone is decayed. I can't make out the name. I can only feel out the letters. They spell E-B... E-B-E Ebenezer Scrooge. Then this wretched grave, this dismal end, is mine. Oh, no, Spirit. Oh, no, Spirit, hear me. I am not the man I was. Why, show me this. Why, show me this, Spirit. I will change. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. Oh, tell me I may sponge away the writing on this stone. Tell me so. Tell me. Tell me. Why, I'm in my room. I'm home. I'm alive. Oh, Jacob, Molly. I will change.
heaven and Christmas time be praised! I say it on my knees, Jacob, on my knees! Oh, I don't know what to do! I'm as light as a feather, as happy as an angel, and as merry as a schoolboy! Merry Christmas, old room! Old bed curtains! Merry Christmas, old saucepan! But what am I standing here for? I must find out what day it is! Hello! Hello there! What's today, boy?
Boy, it's Christmas Day!
Thank heavens! Christmas! But I haven't missed it! Hello, my fine fellow!
Yes, sir?
Do you know the Pilterers in the next street by one at the corner? Do you know whether they sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there? Not the little one, but the great big one!
It's hanging there down!
It is? What an intelligent boy you are! Go in, buy it! Here's the money, and half a crown extra for you!
Yes, sir!
And heaven sent to this address. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you too, sir!
I'll send it to Bob Cratchit. He shan't know who sent it. What a surprise it will be. Twice the size of Tiny Tim. But what am I standing here in my nightshirt for? I have things to do, people to see. I must be off.
Whee!
What? Who is this I see?
It's I, your Uncle Scrooge. I've come to dinner for Christmas, you know.
Will you let me in, Fred?
Let you in? You'll be lucky if I don't shake your hand off. Merry Christmas, Uncle Ebenezer. Nancy, look who's here. Set another place at the table. It's Uncle Scrooge for Christmas.
Oh, what a wonderful time that was at Fred's yesterday. What a charming girl his wife is. I really must do something for them. Oh, but here comes Bob Cratchit. Ha! I hoped I'd get here to the office ahead of him to surprise him. Hello. What do you mean by coming here at this time of day, Cratchit?
I'm very sorry, Mr. Scrooge, sir. It won't happen again, sir, I promise. I was making a bit merry yesterday.
And now I'll tell you what. I'm not going to stand for this sort of thing anymore. And therefore I'm about to raise your salary!
Mr. Scrooge!
And a Merry Christmas, Bob! A merrier Christmas, my good fellow, than I have given you in many a year. I'll raise your salary, and we must find the best doctor in all of London for that young son of yours.
I don't know what to say, Mr. Scrooge.
Don't say anything, Bob, old fellow. This is the happiest Christmas of my life.
And of mine. As Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
And so ends Charles Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol. Heard in today's story were Chuck Golba as Scrooge, and Ray Myers as Bob Cratchit. Others in the cast were David Jewell, Chuck Harper, Steve Zana, Laurie Wright, Mary Jo Tompas, Martha Thieme, and Marianne Moran. A Christmas Carol was adapted for radio by Louis Olson and directed by Marianne Moran. Today's production was produced and edited for radio by Jerry Limbert. This is Ernie Scarborough speaking.